when I went to Macaulay's, you all know where that is, and it's just a fabulous, fabulous company, and they do a great job. And Christine Luby, I met her and had lunch and everything else, and we're going to do this again. But she's sitting right next to me.
Good morning.
Well, good morning. Good morning. You haven't changed a bit.
It's only been a few months.
How are you?
I'm just fine, thank you.
You know, I remember, I don't remember the exact date because I do quite a few of these, but it was fun the day that I came over for lunch, and it was...
You had seen the place completely remodeled at that point.
It was just like... just like New York.
That's right.
It was fabulous. And you've been there for quite a while doing
11
this.
Years,
11,
yes.
11 years. You know, there's something about Macaulay's that hits the place. And you know, when you walk in, you just feel like you're at home.
And that's what we want people to feel.
And we've got some things coming up, and I'm going to be over there. What's the next date?
You're coming over in June. We're going to do a special luncheon, and we're still working on the details around that, but we're going to have you in June for a luncheon.
Oh, I can't wait. That's fabulous. And you know something? Now, Christine, there's so much to catch up on. What's new at Macaulay?
Well, we've got some big events coming up. We do an event every single month so that people can come in and sit down, talk with our salespeople, and really get a sense of the Macaulay. And at the end of this month, April 29th, we have an attorney. Her name is Rebecca Hadjesi. She's coming in, and she will be talking with people who are interested in long-term care insurance and how that works when you move into a life plan community. The Macaulay is a life plan community, and what that means is we've got independent living, assisted living, and also on our campus, part of the Mercy community, is St. Mary Home, a skilled nursing facility. So as people's needs progress, they have a place with us no matter what they need.
You know, Christine, too, and I say this to you, when you go there, you just really feel like you're home.
Yes.
There's something about the place, and I know that when I went there the first time, it was a first for me, but so easy.
And that's the idea, that it's home, but it's easier than maintaining your own home. Your meals are taken care of. You've got people who are landscaping, who are taking care of the maintenance inside your apartment as well. So it's that community living, and it really is home.
You know, when you stop to think of how you have two very interesting talks coming up,
yes,
too. And do you do this quite a bit?
Once a month. What's interesting is we've got the April 29th with attorney Hadjesi, and then just a few days later, May 1st, we were able to secure an author. His name is James Mustich, and he wrote a book called 1,000 Books to Read Before You Die.
Really?
And so it's a guidebook of what you need to review. And so he's coming in on May 1st, and both events take place at 2 o'clock in the afternoon at the Macaulay.
Now, at the Macaulay, you have quite a few of these, don't you?
We do. We've got a beautiful auditorium.
That's gorgeous,
yes.
The auditorium.
Yes.
Forget about it. Unbelievable.
And then when you come in June, our event will be in the dining room, so people will get a sense of where they would be eating dinner every night, where they'd be eating lunch every day.
And you know something? Again, it looks like it's a place where you can go and you just feel so comfortable, like you've been there 10 times before,
yes,
you know?
Yes. And fewer worries than staying at home, yes.
How does somebody, let's say somebody's listening, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they've been thinking about this, haven't made up their minds yet, but been thinking about it. What is it that they have to go through to be able to get into Macaulay's?
And we understand it's a big decision to sell your home in most cases and to move into the Macaulay. There's a lot that you have questions about with it being a process. So these events, they can come in. The attorney in April will answer a lot of questions about the financial, about how it works with insurances. And so they would just give us a call, 860-920-6319, and register either for our April event, the May 1st event, or if they're interested, they can come in June when you're going to be there and join us for lunch.
You know, this is a place that is different.
Yes.
And I can understand too why so many like to come. They do.
The best of West Hartford. You're next to Elizabeth Park. You're not far from Blueback or West Hartford Center. It's a great location, and it is a really wonderful, welcoming team of professionals there to help you, too.
Now, on the May 1st, you have somebody special.
James Mustich, yes.
Now, what is this? Give us a little...
He's created this guidebook, 1,000 Books to Read Before You Die, and he's going to talk about that and talk about people's favorites and talk about the things that they may not have read yet.
No kidding.
Yes. So and if you're like and me and you love to read, you need somebody constantly giving you that advice.
Before what am I like Before You Die.
That's, yes.
That's a great title.
Hopefully a long time. Huh? Hopefully a long time for most of us.
I know. But how do you... That's another thing, too, that I wanted to... Because I was impressed the last time I was there to speak. Where do you find these different people?
So
how do you do that?
We reach out. We have people who in some cases help us to bring speakers in, who work with speakers bureaus, who are following what's going on in the New York Times to find out who would be of interest to people who either are retiring and thinking of moving to a life plan community, or for our residents, who would they be interested in hearing from? What topics are of concern to them?
Again, Christine, this is something that that you really love doing, and I can see that, and I saw it the first time that I met you. How many people can you, like, for example, people listening, how many people can you handle?
That is never a concern. It's usually for the bigger events that take place in the auditorium, it's about 100 people. For something that's special, like the luncheon we're going to have with you in June, which will be a 4-course luncheon, it will probably be a smaller group, about 30 people. So whenever people hear about these events, when they see the ads in the paper or hear about the events on your show, they should call in as soon as possible to get their reservation set.
Okay, now, again, are these all set on...
April 29th?
That's all set.
That's correct.
And also the...
May 1st.
May 1st.
Yes.
Okay.
2:00 in the afternoon at the Macaulay.
That's really is, and it's, again, and the people, you know, that's another thing that I noticed right away, you know, because I go out to speak a lot.
Yes.
And the first thing... that I like to kind of look around and see, you know, how are they? What is their type? But they've got great personalities.
It's true.
And they just, you know, they feel like they're home. And that's the Macaulay, though.
It is the Macaulay. There are people who come to us from all walks of life. Some who have been captains of industry in Hartford years and years ago. Others who were homemakers or in education. Lots of different people from different paths who create interesting conversation, whether it's at the dinner table at night or during happy hour in the afternoon. It's an eclectic group of people, but very warm and welcoming.
So what does somebody, let's go back to that I asked you earlier. What does somebody do, and how do they do it? Because anybody that thinks about something like this, they get nervous, you know.
Sure, sure.
But they don't have to be.
They don't have to be. If they're not comfortable finding us online and registering online, which they certainly can do, they can call us at 860-920-6319, and we'll take their reservation right over the phone. And there's nothing to be concerned about. It's not a high-pressure environment. We just want them to come in and see what we look like, what we feel like, and to meet the people who live and work at the Macaulay.
Now, is there any... rules where they have to be from, or?
Not at all.
Not at all.
No. No.
I wanted to ask that question.
Absolutely.
Somebody asked me that.
We have lots of local people, people who've lived in West Hartford their whole lives, but we've also got people from all over the country who might come back to this area because their son or daughter is here, and it makes things easier to keep the family together.
Are you finding in this day and age there are more and more people that are going this way? It seems to me when I pick up, you know, on the radio, pick up something that we're reading about, you know, adults.
Yes.
The elderly, especially, that many of them are doing this.
It's true. And there are a lot of options for people after retirement as to what they want that to look like. But whether you want to live independently and go out during the day and do the things you would do in your home community, we have lots of people, whether they're working for Habitat for Humanity or going into
Heart.
Absolutely.
For Habitat.
That's right. That's right. They've got cars. They come and go. And I think these are the things that people aren't always aware of, that you're still very active at the Macaulay and in your own community if you wish to be. But as your needs progress, we've got assisted living, and we've also got that skilled nursing on campus.
You know, again, when I was there, again, it's very, very happy. Everybody is, and I'm looking forward to coming back again. So now on the 29th, May the 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happens now? On is this the first time for this author?
May 1st, yes. This is the first time he'll be at the Macaulay, and he will come in. He will talk about his book. If people want to purchase the book or have him sign their copy, he's happy to do that. And after each of our presentations, we have a reception. So people are welcome to join us for food and drink and get a taste of what our chef can prepare.
Now, when should they make reservations?
We are accepting registrations right now for both the April 29th and May 1st event. So they can call us for either, and we'll be happy to sign them up for one or the other.
Okay, and how do they get to the right place?
860-920-6319.
Or the Macaulay.
That's right. That's the Macaulay.
Yeah. You know, when you stop to think about it, more and more elderly folks are out to have some a good time.
Yes.
To be, you know, and not to have to worry about things.
I think that's true. And to reconnect with old friends. In many cases, we see that. We see people moving in who find fraternity brothers that they haven't seen in decades, or former neighbors. It's nice to see people building that kind of community.
And you know, another thing, too, that you don't feel like you're at a...
It's not an institution.
No.
It is a home.
You know, I remember way back when I first started, we, you know, went out to these various places.
That's right.
And it was nothing like the Macaulay or like it is now. Because you just don't feel like you're at
That's
an institution
right.
or anything.
We listen to what our residents want. And so they'll tell us about the finishes that they want in their apartments or what they need in the common spaces. And all of that factors into our decisions about how to change the Macaulay.
And they all, of course, and they all get, you know, when they want to move in,
mm-hmm.
That's all right there. It's easy for them, too.
Yes, we make it as easy as possible, yes.
Well, again, I'm looking forward to, again, what is my date?
You're coming in June. We're still fine-tuning the date right now, but it looks like it will be the middle of June.
Okay, that's great. I'm glad to come back.
Excellent.
But again, this is going to be, this guy... This James, he sounds like a character.
He does sound like a character. I think it's going to be a very entertaining conversation.
I mean, when you come in, you're going to tell author of 1,000 books to read before you die.
We've all got some reading
Boy,
to catch up on.
A lot of guts to put that title
yes,
up there.
Yes, true.
Well, again, I thank you for stopping by today. And again, I want that telephone number.
Absolutely. 920-6319.
920-620-6319. Okay. And any of you folks want to make reservations to join us or to join the folks on May 1st and the other dates, be just great. But by the way, if you get a chance on your own, just go visit. I'm telling you, you're going to like this place if you've never been there before. If you've been there, I don't have to tell you to get over because you'll be there again, I know. So thank you for coming by.
Thank you for having
and
me.
And I will see you.
Sounds great.
The good Lord willing,
I'll
be there.
That's right.
Okay.
We're excited to have you back.
You bet. I'm excited to come back.